Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay. Puffcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out, can we get on?
Puffcast.
Well, it's that time again.
Are we stuck in the basement again? Yes. And we have to reminisce.
This is the Puffcast.
It's time for a journey to the bottom of the barrel.
Oh. Fabulous Adam Richard, outrageous Scott Brennan, punctual Toby Sullivan.
Yes, master.
What are you talking about, Willis? We are in the middle of we like to call it a dry spell. You probably call it, it's one of those annoying ones where they play the music underneath the whole time and it just occasionally interrupts with Puffcast.
It's really irritating. Puffcast.
It is really annoying, isn't it?
I am sure every time I listen to one of those that I'm going to go into some kind of like psychotic frenzy.
Yeah.
Start killing. Why the music?
You know, the music is to distract people away from the fact that none of the bits following what we're talking about here are related to anything else.
Well, it was irritating enough to fucking record. It's hell to listen to.
Well, you should have made something better.
Oh, my God.
The other thing is that it's just droning along in the background endlessly. And it feels like you're trapped in the basement at Club 80.
Yeah.
So, this is the episode of Family Ties where Michael Keaton, Alex B. Keaton, has a terrible dream about things that happened in past episodes. Yeah. It's the deleted scenes and bloopers and just shit that wasn't good enough episode.
Yeah. Enjoy, people.
Yes.
Puffcast.
That was my sober voice.
Sober. I knew there was a reason I was sad.
Sober 24-year-old wog voice. Are you ready, Grunty?
All right, we'll see how we go.
All right.
Do you need to get into character?
No! Do you need a moment to get into fucking therapy, fuckstain? I'm already in fucking character. This kind of resentful rage bubbles very close to the fucking surface.
I always wonder if this is how he tells Peter to do the dishes.
I think I've just figured out how you can spice up your sex life.
Oh dear.
Keep stacking. Cry a bit more.
Cry a bit more.
Oh god.
Puffcast.
I don't want to poo on your face.
I did. I'll poo on your face.
Go on.
Okay.
Well, you don't really need to try, do you? It just kind of comes out.
Yeah. Just when I'm. Oh, okay. All right. It's getting like this, is it?
Oh, that Jacobs Creek speaking.
Well, I'll just sing back with a couple of mullet singers. Fuck you.
All right. Let's do the next one.
I thought of a new drag king name.
Oh,
what's that?
Dale S. Ford.
Dale S. Ford?
Dalesford.
Oh, right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah, maybe leave that one alone.
I'm so glad I didn't drive over to the today.
Puffcast.
I'll be in charge of shrieking and going, no!
That's a bumper.
Yeah.
Puffcast.
So has anybody got any interesting stories?
Yeah, let's write a Dear Talking Puffy to each other.
Yeah. Ooh. What a great segue.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a professional.
Wow. Actually, well, I've got a little something that happened to me.
Well, we'll be back after these messages.
Yeah.
Let's not flashback to that hideous episode.
No. Oh, yes.
It was a good idea at the time.
That's right.
It was.
But it's something happened to me, and might get a bit rocky, guys. It's quite personal. It's quite
Are you about to sit backwards on your chair and say, let's just rap?
Yeah, let's just rap. Let's
hang on, I'm gonna sit down.
Let's talk turkey for this. I had an experience the other night. No, I had this dream, right? Where, I had an experience the other night with a a rather sort of large, well, with a bodybuilder.
Why do you talk in weird fucking euphemisms when you talk about sex?
Here we go.
You get it up more often than anyone I know. And then when it comes to talking about it, you're like, so I had an encounter.
I had a rather swarthy gentleman.
Mr. Darcy. Who? Hoofcast.
Oh, my God. Oh. This has been going for 10 minutes. I can't stop.
Hoofcast. Have you guys done that thing that gays do where we used to decide which of the Sex and the City girls you were, but now you decide which one of the View girls that you are?
Oh, really?
See, Nate, this is why we have you on, because we're all still think we're the Golden Girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back in Sicily.
Yeah. Picture this.
Yeah, Scott's clearly Blanche.
Blanche. Blanche Samantha. Sex and Blanche the City, Samantha. Golden Girls, yeah.
I'm Dorothy, and Wes would be Rose.
There you go. Yeah. You guys have worked out. See, all I've worked out is I'm that loud, joy, Jewish, slush, Italian one.
Right. Right.
Is she also a lush and a slut? Because you really are straddling a number of things there.
You know, I do have a bit of a slut story for you.
Podcast. Yeah, because I knew it was you, and I couldn't...
Because we're so hideous.
Can you hang on 2 seconds?
Yeah. She's got some lesbian business to attend to.
Just putting the finishing touches on a folk ballad.
No, Sam, A minor!
Oh, can you hang on a second? Someone's going to bring me some water.
I'm ready now.
Oh, okay. Right.
I'm ready. I'm all set.
Okay. Hoofcast.
You guys have given me even more excuses to go to Peel now.
Yeah.
I'll be like, this is for my segment!
I'm working!
Dude, I'm going to fucking claim my drinks on tax as tax research.
Oh, Christ, that's a big return, mate.
The way you're going, you can claim it on Medicare.
Yeah. You probably hit the gap.
Oh, hit the gap.
Oh, God.
Hoofcast. There are people, and I do know of people who get it cut off because it's painful.
Yeah, that's one thing.
But that's, you know, that's people who get it done as an adult.
Mm. Yeah.
Know, very, it's not, it doesn't go on that much anymore.
And if, you know, just don't get it cut off. And if you do, donate it to me because I want mine back.
You can grow it backwards.
No, it already is. It already is. I'm working on it.
I just think, Will, if your boyfriend maybe lives in a creepy old house, has a cupboard that he says never open that cupboard.
Yeah.
Run
for the hills.
Yeah. Does he have a crawl space?
Yeah. He's a dangerous man.
Yeah.
He's a dangerous man.
Check the freezer. Yeah.
So, Will, our advice to you is stop dating Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah. I just want to have something while I'm watching Australia's Funniest Home Videos. Can you get your knob cut off, please? Feeling a little peckish. Something to nibble on. It starts with the foreskin and ends with, like, fingers and limbs.
Oh, weird.
Oh, creepy, creepy.
Hoofcast. Oh, see, I would be no good going out with lesbians. I'm not happy unless I wake up with half a kebab shoved up my ass.
Wow. Well, you would not have had a very nice time because...
All that wheat.
No wheat. I think the next day we were given some nice porridge and sent on my way.
Oh, wow.
That is not a hangover cure, porridge.
No.
Would you do it again?
Well, see, here's the interesting thing.
Uh-oh. Once is an accident, Mel.
I did get a text message this weekend saying, hey, Mel, a few of the lesbian ladies were having an anyone can drop by a dinner party with some uni friends.
Oh, my God, it'll be vegan.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, do you want to come in, meet you under the Himalayan flags, bring a lens of
Oh, Mel, well, we look forward to hearing when you finally go the dive.
Hoofcast.
I'm actually here. It's so good. I'm currently looking out the window at a pool bar.
Have you swum up to the bar yet?
Oh, my God. Well, I haven't, swum. Right. I just said swum. That's because I've had way too many pina coladas at the bar itself.
Right.
But, yeah, I think that next time, I think that you should call me back from the bar and you can speak to the barman.
All right. I'm sure you're quite close with the barman now, I'd imagine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Joy. His name is Joy.
His oh,
name
really?
Is Joy?
Yeah.
Oh, what's his last Joy. Name? FM?
Is that... I have heard his whole life story.
Oh, okay. Oh.
He knows nothing about me, and yet I know that he's saving for a bike that costs equivalent of $500, and he spends his Sundays collecting bottle tops in order to do it. And they all... I also know.
That's fantastic.
True story.
Oh my god!
It's very hard to fucking tell.
Your long-suffering tone, like you want those pina coladas so bad.
The things you have and to go through,
and you're like the bottle tops, Joy.
Yeah,
it is $4. Shut up! It is $4.
This is why they call it a third world country.
You should tip him in $10 notes. He would lose his mind.
Yeah. Oh no! I'm saving it up for when I leave. Is just to kind of throw him, you know, $5, and he'll fucking come through the roof.
Do you know, you're sounding more and more like a fucking Thai tourist. You know,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I've hired a scooter. This is no longer where's because you know where I am. Yeah. But I hired a scooter.
This is now live with Donald Friend. Polynesia, the natives are friendly.
I've hired a scooter and I've only got it for another 6 hours, so quick. But it's wonderful.
You're
you don't
the
know
one that keeps talking.
I know, because I haven't spoken English in days. There's.
But you do know the Thai word for bottle top.
Yeah. Yes, it's bottle top. Oh God, that's racist. And that's getting edited out immediately. Yeah.
Hoofcast.
Yeah. Like that. What do they call that? But no, anyway. I gave up on that sentence.
Yeah.
But you know, it's fine. I don't know. I had fun making it, and I definitely think it wouldn't be. If I wasn't involved in it, it wouldn't be a show that I would run. Because the British series, I didn't love the British series.
Right.
I'm not going to be in the second season now, if anyone hears this. That's fine.
But no, you've not said anything negative about it. They can't complain.
No, yeah, it was good. I just think it was fun to make, and Toby can fuck off.
Yeah!
See, this is what I like about the young people. The critical appraisal out the window, just yes or no.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to go to the glass house and hang out with lesbians.
Oh, dearie me.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you, Reese. Oh, my God.
She hates it.
Come on, Bitsy. Come on, Bitsy. Let's go for a walk around the Edinburgh Gardens.
Yeah. Welcome to the Poofcast with Adam Scott and Harold from Neighbours.
Poofcast. The other thing is, I know we talk a lot about getting off chops and being out of our scones, and that's because we're full of self-loathing.
Yeah.
We do. We talk about it a lot. But we're
40.
We're 40 and we've had a lot of kind of life experience and also sexual experience. And so we know how to... We've had the experience to be able to carry ourselves in situations where maybe we're not in as much control as we normally would be. We've had the experience to be able to go, you know what? This is a bit fucked. I'm getting out of here.
Whereas
if you... You know, if you're going and haven't had that experience, maybe...
so many regrets from being a teenager.
Oh, God,
so
don't you, though? Don't you?
Yeah.
So many things I just think, why was I
What was
not
I thinking?
More, why was I not more protective of myself, my emotional self? Like, you think you're invincible.
Well, you think you're invincible. You think this isn't going to affect me. What's the big deal?
Like, apparently, I don't know what the statistic is, but apparently males don't develop a sense of mortality and... consequences till their 25?
Mid-20s, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, which is why P-platers drive at 200 kilometres an hour.
Yeah, right.
But you're pushed into it, you know. If you're I can remember, you know, as a teenager going to the Peel or whatever, and there's all these images on screens and people behaving in a certain way, and you're thinking, oh, so this is what I meant to do. Okay, well, I've bought the ticket. I've signed up. All right, well, I better... But it's not what you don't see. People sitting at home doing their laundry with their husband.
Yeah.
And then fighting because they don't put the fucking fabric softener in, Peter.
Oh, okay. All right.
And you don't... Do you know what I mean? You only only one aspect of...
Yeah, you see,
of,
like...
Yeah, a lascivious gay culture is on this... Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, basically, if you think everyone at the nightclub is going to have abs and pecs like the people in porn...
yes.
Then you've got another thing.
When you get there and the people don't all have abs and pecs like people in porn, then you might want to assume that the rest of it doesn't follow through either.
Yeah.
Number four, Tim... Don't, like, watch porn. Don't set your expectations from porn.
Oh, no.
This is a really big thing. No. Young people today, because porn is so ubiquitous and easily obtainable, all their expectations come from porn, and it's such bullshit.
It's acting.
Yeah.
They're acting.
Yes.
They have injections in their penises to stay rock hard for 6 or 7 hours at a time.
They flick mayonnaise on someone's back and moan.
And pretend that it's actual jizz.
And that is the last time I'm going to Sizzler.
But you know the other one they do is, and they cut back to a scene of penetration, so it seems like it's going for ages.
Yes, but it's actually
15 to 20 minutes long. But in reality, it's maybe 2 minutes of.
And they just keep replaying it from different angles,
And they're not necessarily enjoying it.
Yeah. Porn is a complete fantasy. That's why it's so good.
Yes. No, it's not real. In fact, Twilight's probably more real than porn.
Oh, wow. I was getting a chubby up until that point. Right up to that. Just
Hoofcast. Well, it's time to talk to Nathan Velvo, who has been fired from gay radio, and find out exactly what he does now. Hey, Velvo.
Hi.
Hi.
How
are you doing?
Hi. Sweet fuck all.
Oh.
So you and Wes living the same life.
Actually, you guys were just telling me, like, Wes was in Thailand and overseas.
Yeah, he's on holiday.
How the fuck did he afford that?
Rich friends.
Okay. He's doing someone a favour with his boogie board bag. Okay.
You know how he pays for cabs?
He may have
also now how he pays for airfare.
Is that so? Jetstar pilots are quiet. Okay, I get it.
He gave a gobby to the ground staff.
He leaked out Magda.
Yeah.
Is she still the face of Jetstar?
I don't know.
What? Magda.
Sorry. I'm still stuck on the lisping cunt.
Oh, no. Magda does light and easy now.
Yeah.
I miss fat Magda.
No, she does Jenny Craig.
Jenny Craig.
Rebel
anyway,
does Jenny Craig's now. So I'm on. Think she's the new.
So I am on the Dole.
Right.
Now you used to be on Skid House. So what's it like being on the Dole?
Oh, sucks.
That's an actual job. Yeah. That he got paid for, which you've never had.
You're
turning up drunk to this show is no way to get ahead of this industry. Let me tell you.
I'm not drunk, I'm fucking high.
You know what they say.
Are you serious? Turning up to this show is no way to get ahead in this industry.
Yeah. If you want to get ahead in this industry, you've got to turn up to Molly's house.
Yeah. That's how to give ahead in this industry. Sorry. Yeah.
I have been on the dial. Yeah. And it is. It's been a few years since I've done it, but do they still make you go to like the job centre,
job search training,
teach you how to write a resume?
Well, I just have to pull you up there. It's actually not called the Dole anymore. So it's actually called Previously Employed.
Previously Employed.
Yep, and it's called New Start.
New Start.
Oh, yeah, it was called New Start Allowance when I did it.
So it's just New Start.
What does Previously Employed mean?
Well, I was previously employed. So when I fill out a form, it's I was previously employed.
Right.
I was previously handsome.
Yeah.
I was previously chaste.
I was previously interesting.
Yeah. That kind of thing.
I was previously thin.
But they don't know how to deal with kind of artists, comedians, actors.
But I'm getting a lot of daytime TV, like a lot.
Like
and
in the queue.
Watching.
Just at home.
Oh, right.
Do they still have the queue? Do you still have to go and line up and then a man looks at your form disinterestedly and puts it in and then you can go home?
I've been, just to put it out there, the one that I go to was the one that someone got shot.
Great.
Front of on High Street in Paran.
Great.
Rocked up there. My first day, there was a guy shot at the front.
Wow, welcome.
This is the Dole.
Welcome.
Do you know what? I used to go to that Dole shop and there was always something happening. It was always interesting. I walked in there one morning and there was some sort of mature age gent lying on the floor rubbing his head going, "I'm sorry, this hasn't happened for years."
It's because in order to get the doll, they asked him to get an erection. And he just couldn't. Like, you've got to jump through a lot of hoops.
But you're right. There was always a caption this photo moment happening at Paran Doll Shop.
Now, Em, has a homosexual or a lesbian ever written you fan mail? I imagine the answer to this is yes.
Yes.
Yes, they have. Oh, God, have they. I'm the beacon for young gay men crossing over.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you get a lot of youngsters.
They think that maybe they're falling in love with me. Oh. And that's the first step to knowing you're a gay man.
You know, you're the fag whisperer.
I am the fag whisperer. I'm the last... the last gasp hotel for them. And,
right.
You know, they see me.
You're a gateway drug.
Yes. Oh, God, I can't be gay because I love her. And then I look at them and think, no, honey, back on your rollerblades. You are.
Back on your rollerblades.
You're like those signs on the highway in American movies, last gash for 200 miles.
I mean, I don't let them, you know, they don't ever see me naked, but no. You know, I let them wear my shoes, honey, and then that's fine. So I get love letters from young boys who, you know, think that perhaps they were gay, but thank God they've seen me on the telly, and no, of course they're not, and of course I'm campus kids, and of course
they
are. Yeah. How does your husband feel about this phenomenon?
My husband, I came with 8 gay men attached. He has, no choice. He's the straightest man in Australia. He is hairy and a surfer and doesn't wear shoes and hates pop music. So really, he's thankful for them because they really pick up the slack.
Yeah, right.
Because otherwise he would have to deal with that.
Yeah. Imagine the shit and the glitter the straight man would have to deal with.
I love
no, no, no.
8 gay men attached, like you're octofaggot.
Yeah.
My husband is living in a gay marriage unbeknownst to him. He has married a gay man, and that's all there is to it. I have never vagina. So saying that word on the show doesn't get set off.
No, you're no, right, no. Actually.
Bitsy might get excited. But, oh, there she is.
Bitsy,
calm down.
Stop it. We're talking to Em.
Oh. She's our lesbian. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
So you've got Ruby Rose in your life. All we've got is fucking Bitsy.
I do.
You're a glamorous lesbian. Yeah. So I'm guessing this last question is redundant. Can you pass as gay at a gay bar?
Oh, honey.
Oh, no, maybe that should be, can you pass on gay at a gay bar?
The catchphrase with me is I'm a gay man trapped in a straight woman's body who looks like a lesbian. I cross boundaries, genders. And if I'm in a lesbian bar, it's like I'm covered in catnip and and I make usually because they think I'm Ruby Rose because I often get mistaken for her, which is great. I mean, that's great. I mean, we've got short hair. People are unimaginative.
Yeah. Usually lesbian.
You know why? It's because there's only 7 lesbian haircuts.
Yes.
And you and Ruby share number 4. So you need to cash in some points and get a number 5.
Yeah. Which is short on the top, long at the back.
Yeah.
Exactly. And look, I have been mistaken for a drag queen before when I used to perform at the Exchange, or the makeup I wear, I come on there, I'm quite masculine looking. So I have been hit on by both sexes and I love it.
And you wear a big shoe. Very big shoe.
Besides head, it's true. I have a large shoe. I shop in the menswear department.
Oh, my God. Well, you're not doing yourself
heels.
Any favours.
You have to share heels with Thorpey.
What do you mean? You know, we share pearl necklaces, honey, not heels.
Hoofcast. I got invited to the football yesterday, and I don't know if it was by accident.
Who invited you?
Charlie Pickering invited me to the Channel 10 corporate box.
All right.
Wow.
It was Collingwood versus Essendon.
He would know that you're a Collingwood fan, and Pickers is like that. You might not hear from him for 4 months, and then suddenly out of nowhere, he's saying, hey, I'm going on a cruise to the Arctic. You want to come along?
Oh, look, we've all got that text. God.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
That is a bit weird. That's a bit like Laurie Oakes inviting you around for a keg party.
I mean, we used to do radio together, mini moons.
Yeah, sure. But it's not like, hey, Charlie, it's been too long since we've changed the oil on my ute. Do you want to... Let's go to the footy. Yeah.
Maybe he's heard about how rancid I get at the football.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
He knows about my my footy spit roast game where I choose my favourite player from each team who I would like to fuck me up the arse and in the mouth at the same time.
Great. Or maybe he's just like, I really want to get really drunk at this thing. Who am I going to bring that will be more appalling than me?
Ah.
Who's going to make me look good?
Take the heat off.
The old magician's trick. Yeah. Hand over here.
I call it the Greek bridesmaid's trick. Look how fat my sister is in this purple dress. I look gorgeous.
You've been invited as camouflage.
Yes. Yeah. No, wasn't there trouble at one point where there was a gay porn movie and a guy, it was made in Australia, and one of the guys was wearing a Collingwood jumper.
Oh, right.
And they got into a bit of trouble, like Eddie McGuire.
For licensing.
Because they hadn't paid for it to be in there.
Oh, my God. Wow.
He's getting done up the date in his Guernsey.
The clubs protect their intellectual property rights fairly aggressively.
The whole idea of football clubs having intellectual property is just...
Well, the clubs, yes, but the footballers and intellect, not so much. There's a couple of rare examples. Harry O'Brien from Collingwood is an intelligent, philosophical footballer.
Right. I did read ages ago, it was like Book Week or something in Melbourne, and they had an article trying to encourage kids to read. It was in The Age, in the newspaper, and they were talking to all these footballers about the last book that they read. And all of, like, you know, there was like, oh, yeah, I'm halfway through the Da Vinci Code. And one of the footballers was, I've just finished a book on how to do my own tax. Like, it was really slim pickings in the book department.
Well, look, in all fairness, you don't take up a career of throwing a ball around a paddock because NASA doesn't have enough holidays. Yeah.
Hoofcast. Did you actually fart?
No. I know, I'm sure one could be a rage.
What do you mean, did you actually fart?
Opposed to all of this.
I heard what sounded like a vibration.
It was a vibration. I don't know what it was. I think it was my balls dropping.
Finally.
Oh, thank God for that.
Is that because they were fucked up into your stomach? Oh, yeah.
I'm going to fuck your balls up into your stomach.
Is that what just happened? Yeah. I was distracted for a second. I take my eyes off you for 1 second and you're fucking someone's balls into their stomach. Wow. Wow.
Oh, dear. Oh, we'll start this bit. All right, dear talking poofy.
I'm gonna fuck you into a hernia.
I'm wondering if there's any special equipment that he needs, like my douching hose, before he embarks on his,
thing to call your boyfriend.
Before he embarks on his, worldwide tour of gay love. And, we've been suggesting all sorts of different things, like the fact that he doesn't need to go all the way around there. Mm. Like, seeing as your memory will be better than ours because we've drunk it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it gave us conniptions, the idea that a teenager was out there
listening to this podcast.
Yes.
Somewhere in like a basement in Oodnadatta or something, listening to this and thinking to himself, oh, so that's what I have to do.
Oh, God. I've just played over every single podcast in my mind.
Terrifying.
Oh, God, what have we said?
What do you have any advice for a kid like this who's, about to...
Don't be broken on the inside.
Are you speaking literally or metaphorically?
Because you grew up in Newcastle, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
So where did you get your sort of gay formation from?
Cooking Channel.
Oh, yeah. Basting.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, get that turkey. No, I don't know. I suppose we had one pretty horrible gay bar in Newcastle. It's called G Bar, and it's very creepy. Like, it's very, like, lots of 40-year-old men just standing around the corners of the dance floor.
Hey, I'm right here.
And that's where we met. But, no, I think I went to a performing arts school as well, so it was a lot more...
That was basically Club 80, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We were called the Hunter School of Performing Arts, but it was known as the Hunter School of Puffs and Tarts.
Right. It's good.
Tap dance and give a good hand job.
That's great. I like that in a school of puffs and tarts that you actually cover both of those. Yeah.
Sluts and faggots.
Yeah.
But no, I don't know. Like I didn't lose my virginity until I was like 48. I lost mine in like a tent when I was about 16. There was a girl passed out in the corner of the tent, and we kind of just went to town on each other. So just
hang on,
you didn't rape the unconscious woman.
No. Right. It was this very awkward where I was with this guy and who he later became material, which is awkward. and we were kind of like doing it, and then you'd hear like movement, and we'd have to stop, and it was like two very confused deers just caught in the headlights.
Confused and aroused deers.
Yeah.
So you got when you were young, you got your sort of information or role models or you know impressions or whatever from the school you were at.
Yeah, pretty much. Like all the failed actor substitute teachers.
Just right. Like,
slightly old homosexual gentlemen.
Oh, I'm thinking a lot of cravats.
Just a lot of, well, when I did the rep back in the 80s, that kind of chit-chat. But they were almost like positive role models that you could have.
So it was good. They gave you good stuff.
Yeah, like they didn't sit us down and go, right, this is how anal works. They didn't tell us. They just showed us.
Yes.
I didn't do the anal for a long time.
Yeah.
Because it was all just, you know, really hands and mouth. That's all I was prepared for.
That's what they called me around the trap.
Well, your name's changed now, right?
Oh, hands and mouth Nicholson.
Because you don't need extra equipment for that. You can just...
No.
Poofcast. There we go. That's a terrible AIDS joke. I'll cut that out.
If only you could just fix AIDS in post.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I've totally done combination therapy on the Poofcast today.
Oh, my God.
Everything's fixed.
Yeah, you're going to be doing PEP on the Poofcast.
I just wish you could stagger home from a night at the Mars Bar, you know, with like as Velvo would say, some random, and wake up in the morning and just go, I'm just going to fix last night in post.
Yeah.
I'm just going to cut and paste and make this shit better. Yeah.
I'm totally going to digitally put Johnny Depp's face on yours.
I'm just going to cut that bit between the fourth tequila and waking up in the back seat of a station wagon with my pants around my ankles. But really, delete that.
If you could edit out embarrassing pieces of your life, I would be four.
It would cut from like your first day at school to your deathbed.
Yeah. and like I'd wake up like, you know, 10 minutes before we started talking about AIDS. And then that'd be gone. And
it'd just be a montage of finger painting.
Poofcast.
All right, Trevor, what activity brings out your inner butch? When do you man up? Because I can't imagine you being butch.
No, well, I was just going to say,
I spend most of my life dressed up as a woman.
Yeah.
No, do you know what? I maybe it isn't that butch, but look, I really hate when like phone companies really give me the shits or something like that. Like if I'm ringing Telstra and they give me the shits and put me on hold and then fuck up the order or change something I didn't want changed and all of that, then I actually really quite get quite aggressive and quite horrible.
Wow.
And then it could just be really queeny aggressive, but I feel.
You feel butch.
You feel alive from yelling at some
poor Indian woman.
Yes, the call center.
When you say you feel butch, are you holding onto someone's nads while you're screaming?
Yes.
I was feeling butch. He's in the chorus.
No, there's no one butchered our chorus.
No.
What are you saying? In hairspray? There's so many. No, you're right.
Yeah, you're right.
Good point.
But you did mention before the work that you have to do. It's really fucking hard work.
Yeah, you used to have to fabricate like 10 jobs a week.
Yeah, and you have to go to these things where they literally, the first day of training, they taught me how to set up an email account.
Oh, God.
An email account.
And you showed up drunk to this?
Yeah.
This is what you choose to show up drunk to?
So it's like...
You know, I really do work in the industry. I can tell people what a piss spot you are.
Piss spot. I'm getting text message off Scotty Brennan at 4 o'clock Friday morning going, where are you?
He also doesn't have a job. I have a job.
So you have to do all these things, and I had to go to 2 weeks of like training. I'm like, what the fuck? Where's the bludging?
I had when to do I job relax? Search training.
Job search training, right?
It's so tedious. It's just teaching you how to walk. It's just so boring.
Yeah, and so then a Friday comes, and I'm like, fuck, I have to apply for 10 jobs by midday. I don't want to get a fucking job. Let's just throw that out.
I just ended up getting one just because I just wanted to shut them up.
So I'm applying for, like, charge nurse at the Royal Melbourne. And, like, I'm applying for, like, you
know.
Know
what that is.
Exactly.
Dear,
that's
dear
why
sir, madam, I have no direct experience of astrophysics, but I am a fast learner and am proficient in setting up email accounts.
I once wrote on my form, Starship Captain.
Really?
Job employment Starship Captain, and they just wrote the address of Paramount Pictures where they make Star Trek in America. So technically,
well,
how do they know I haven't written them a letter saying,
indeed. And so what I do is,
Captain!
Yeah, so I'll be like my fish and chip shop, and I'll pick up my order. I'll go, thank you. I'll go, you looking for anyone at the moment? They go, no. Then I go home, fish and chip
shop. Yep. Yep.
Tick, there's one done, yep. And you've got to do it like that.
Yep.
Yeah,
aren't
great.
They threatening to make people move for jobs now? Aren't so they threatening if, that they're going to force you to go and drive a truck at the Pilbara or something?
Yeah, the miners. Work for the dole. So if you're on it, I think I've done my research. If you're on it for, I think, like 18 months, you've got to go work for it.
Wow.
It's already happening.
Go and do podcast.
All lesbians are political.
A lot
have
of
I
them
not are. Heard? Have I not heard? But what does that even mean? By which you mean, I don't know, they vote. Adam Richard is the most political person on the face of the fucking planet. Someone who goes to the letterbox and reads junk mail from their local MP is more political than you.
I read a letter from Lily D'Ambrosio just the other day. And I went, oh, that fucking lesbian. Why is she in Parliament?
I'm political. I'm highly political. I voted.
Yeah. He voted.
The X Factor. Yeah. But I voted.
We all love Penny Wong.
If lesbians were political, Penny Wong would fucking do something, right?
But I think what we mean when we say lesbians are political is that they get angry when Toby calls them fish. I mean, pretty much political as we get.
I know how fucking uptight dykes are. People calling them fat, ugly fish all the time. Oh, you're so touchy. Honest to God. Poofcast.
No, I like the Princess Royal. Princess Anne.
Princess Anne.
Oh. Yeah.
She does a lot of work for charity.
I saw her once on... here's a story from the old days. When I lived with a guy in England with his parents, and they used to watch this show called A Question of Sport, which was like Spicks and Specks about sport.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, how tedious. And she was on an episode, a very special episode of Question of Sport, because she's a championship equestrian rider.
She's an Olympian.
Olympic medals.
Wow.
She's got a big forehead, doesn't she?
She does have quite a big forehead. They've held a Gymkhana on her forehead.
Yeah. Do you know who I hate? I hate Prince Edward.
Really? He's a bit wishy-washy.
He's a bit wishy-washy, and he's disrespectful to the institution.
Oh.
Yeah. Homosexuality or the
royals?
To both.
Hey, everyone knows. Yeah, everyone talks about that, doesn't they?
Yeah.
And Edward loves it up the pooper. Sophie's got a strap on. the Countess of Wessex.
Oh, my God.
Wow, so royal display at the moment. That's
Well, that's just sort of just what my life's become now. That's...
Right.
Pretty much do that.
Yeah, oral sex is very portable.
It's very portable.
Yeah. It's basically like the iPod of sex.
Yeah. You sound like...
Easily compacted under bed.
Yeah.
You sound like a salesman in a really fucked up showroom. this is called the Gobby. It's portable. It's really fuel efficient.
That's right. You can recharge it in the car.
Because I guess
you can also use it in the car.
Yeah. Because that's the other thing, you know, a lot of sex goes on, you know, you don't want to bring people home to the parents.
No.
Embarrassing. Yeah. And often the people you're having sex with at that age also have parents.
Yep.
So it usually is in a car.
Yeah. Usually not even yours or his, like just a random car.
I did that once.
I
had a friend called Mangela. No, her name is Ange, and she had a Volkswagen, and she had a crush on this guy, and
physically,
she was a big girl. Yeah,
she was a fag hag. She just sat on him by accident.
Yeah.
She was really into this guy, And so and she kept saying, he's hot, he's hot. I was like, yeah, he's all right, whatever. And she used to give me her keys because she always had tight pants on, so I had to carry everything in my gigantic jeans.
Right.
Because it was the 90s.
It was the 90s. Yeah. Hammer time.
Yeah, it was hammer time. Big pants. And yeah, and this guy was like, he's like, oh, it's really, we were outside talking and doing something. He goes, it's really cold. I went, oh, we'll go and sit in Ange's car.
All right.
And next thing you know, I was bashing the man she was in love with in her car.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm a really thoughtful person.
Aren't you a good friend, Dolly?
Oh, wow. Well, she did owe you. You were carrying her keys.
Oh, exactly.
Yes,
quid pro quo. I was the fag hag in that instance.
I used to get really, like, all my kind of first experiences were very, I think the first time that I had sex with anyone was on a public tennis court. I think I might have told this story on here before.
Yeah, it was really awkward for the game that was going on.
It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. It was really like, I was at a party and then it was his serve.
Love 15.
Yeah, sounds pretty ace. Hey!
New balls, please.
These ones are empty.
I used to try and just do it anywhere, like a fields and
You really are that character you play. Yeah. Balls of Steel.
As I said,
these Gen Y guys.
I had no idea that they were filming me.
These Gen Y guys are really up for Foursquare, aren't they?
Yeah.
That is amazing.
And they say young people don't have an interest in sport.
But some other guys on the dole, some other comedians were telling me that you get really creative, like you put your wrong number on the resume, so there's no way they can ever contact you.
That is clever.
Wrong email address. But like, you just subtly
just
leave
one
a letter
thing
off.
Wrong.
Just subtly leave a letter off.
I love how Nathan is convinced he's in imminent danger of being employed.
That is really clever, Nathan, because I've never done that to someone I sucked off before.
You give them your CV when you leave.
No, just the wrong phone.
In a way, you are kind
of... Just in case they're having trouble setting up their email.
Yeah.
Adam Richard gives employees that fake number. So when they call it, they say, you've been had. You know there's that number? That service.
Oh, yes.
Do you know that service?
No. Yes.
There's a text message that you can give someone, and if they text it the next day, like, nice to meet you last night, they get an automated reply saying, someone's giving you this number, they're not interested.
Oh,
wow.
That's cruel.
Cowards.
Scotty, don't pretend you've never received it.
I think he set it up.
He's sitting all going,
it's just my voicemail.
His mum keeps getting that message and she doesn't know what's
going
on.
I'm not interested. Stop ringing.
And so the lowest point came from 27 years old, went over to my parents' house the other day for dinner, and I stole $50 out of my dad's wallet.
Oh, what? My God.
That's not low.
If it was 100.
You stole all their CDs and pawned them. That would be
No.
How fucked is that?
Wow.
And that's right. I was in the dole when I was 32 and I faked cancer.
You didn't?
No, I didn't. I'm trying to give the kid a break.
So do you guys have like $2 I can borrow for the tram?
Well, thanks for coming in, Nathan.
It's been great to see you.
If you ask 5 people for $2 for the tram, you get a meal.
Yeah.
Can you make sure that the
CD library is closed?
I'm kidding.
Is your wallet in your back pocket?
My wallet is
just as well.
Just watch your phones, guys.
Does everyone know where the nearest cash converter is so we can get our stuff back?
Why are you all holding onto your watches all of a sudden?
Because mine's got diamonds in it. It's worth something. Because I have a job.
Oh, my God. You're never coming back, are you?
Let's bone him. He's shit out. He's drunk and unemployed. We don't want him stinking up our show, bringing it down.
We've already got Scotty Brennan.
Yeah, fuckers.
That was a really depressing segment. I'm really sorry. That was horrible.
Oh, no.
Sorry, Nate.
You should just like cut to like Benny Hill music or something.
And you wanted to talk about can you fuck your cousin?
I'll say that for next time. We had like a 25-minute in-depth D&M.
You know, at my house this week, there's been a few issues with the plumbing, with the toilet,
right?
And my husband Peter has very wittily started referring to the toilet as the Nicole Kidman.
Right.
I said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "Well, it's a porcelain piece of shit that's time. It's a porcelain bucket that's full of Remember the joke.
Though.
Yeah,
I've had too many champagnes. I can't remember how the joke goes. That's embarrassing, isn't it?
Should we call Peter and get him to tell us?
Maybe. Yes.
He doesn't
Maybe.
Drink.
That could be better.
And okay. quickly, moving on.
Moving on.
Oh, that was a mess.
Yeah.
Toby's got a headache.
I can't think why we deleted all of that stuff. I can't.
It was so good.
Gold. Pure brown. Pure brown. All the way through. Yeah.
That is one shiny turd of a Poofcast. Be back next time. We might have something new and interesting.
We'll see.
Maybe we'll just do a two-part best of deleted scenes.
It's a great idea.
God.
If you want to stop this happening again, then send us an email about anything. Just put your name in the subject line.
We,
it's enough.
Something, a shopping list, whatever.
We will read out your shopping list.
Yeah.
And make it sound dirty. Yeah. Poofcast@talkingpoofy.com.au.
Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay. Poofcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out, can we get on?
Poofcast.